Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay. Fine, how are you?
Dr. Metzl.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Metzl.
Okay, I'll double check too, and I'll just go from there. What's up, Doc?
Nothing.
Okay, very good. We talked about that last time. We wanted him to get his eyes checked. I made an appointment. It was like 2 months out. It actually should have been on the 23rd. We just got our eyes dilated, and it's creepy. And Miles...
Actually, you know, the guys that do that, the pediatric ophthalmologists, are really good at it. We ought to give it a shot because they're concerned, and they mentioned it in here.
He's having vision problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Let the pediatric ophthalmologist tell you it's not possible.
But I think she did.
Dr. Grant.
Okay, well, she should be able to do what she said.
Well, I told her, I said, you know, the thing about this is it's all fine and dandy early goes when you're looking at his eyes, but when he goes away, it's going to turn into hell for us. And it's going to be hours of him trying to get his vision back. And if he has no
Grant,
control
he,
of that.
Grant, she.
Yeah.
Grant, he is our doctor, and he is the
pediatric. Yeah, it was an assistant that was actually going to administer it. She said, it's going to happen for hours. It's going to be like an adult. There's no way around how long he's going to feel the effect. He just can't handle it. I mean, I can tell you, both of us can tell you, it's going to freak him out.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to do it. I don't know.
I think we're just going to wait maybe a few more months. See if something happens.
It's fine.
And then that's my thing right there that I have been trying to keep. The only thing I don't have on there is the sensory integration disorder stuff. But those are all the diagnoses so far.
What the diagnosis means nobody knows what the hell is going on.
And that's fine.
Which is what we've known from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
We know he has problems. We see the problems. We're working with the problems. When you work with people like this, they have to give a diagnosis or else they can't charge you.
Mm.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that we're not going to get a clear
answer.
So we should have some clear...
Well, what comes out of this is the question of whether or not he should... How old is he now?
4.5.
Whether or not he should be tried on the medicine for attention deficit.
Yeah. Well, he said that, too. TEDx or Clonidine and then the stimulants.
Yeah. I haven't had a good luck with
Clonidine. I mean, I don't know if I'm ready at all. I mean, for us right now...
You guys are the best parents of somebody with a lot of trouble that I have.
Well, that's awfully nice to know.
I mean, because this is really difficult. It's difficult to live with. It's a huge problem, and it often causes rifts in families because so much of the energy is absorbed. It's difficult to work with, but you know, you're doing it fine and logically and logistically. So,
I mean, we understand all of that, and we have lots of love in our life, you know.
What I'm saying is, Miles is lucky because he lucked into the perfect situation for him.
People say it to us all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, you guys are just great people at having kids with disabilities. It's like,
no, that's not what they mean.
No, I know what they mean.
What they mean is if you have to have a kid with disabilities, your attitude about it is life-saving for him.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, our thing is just trying to figure out the next step because...
He's getting a little older. And what you're noticing is... The older he gets, things change.
Right.
It's not the same as it was when he was before he could walk or before and what you have to do is be flexible enough to realize things change and that we'll work with it as they change.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what we're just trying to figure out before
school.
No, I mean not yet. I mean that's like a year ahead.
Where do you live?
We're in Belton, so he's at the Grace Early Childhood Education Center, which is
that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Fantastic. Oh, yeah,
probably
moved there.
Who runs
that?
Yeah.
The
principal's Rhonda Hardy.
Will you
tell her hello for me?
Yeah, when I see her next time,
do
you know her?
And Debbie Soldi's actually the coordinator.
Yeah.
But that's the best part. That's a super
place.
It is. And, you know, you can't stay there after he's five, so that's the other thing that we're trying to figure out is he going to be able to be fully integrated?
You need to do what is called school shopping.
Well, I have been doing that. But I'm trying to imagine what he's going to be like if he is taking medication, how that's going to affect his learning ability. Because I'm not ready to do it yet because he's at this critical stage for him to learn. Because he has temper tantrums.
It's not going to change.
Well, I mean, the teachers and stuff have said that it would help him. It would help him like calm down and be able to focus on something and learn more. But they're totally anti medication too. So they're just telling us their experience.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the only thing I saw. I remember reading Dr. Danielson's evaluation. The question is, where do you go once you graduate from Grace? Is this the last year in May he's out?
No, he's another year there. So.
Oh, okay, so we got a lot of time.
Unless he's not going to be able to go to a public school, in which case I have to get on the waiting list for private schools, and one of us has to win the lottery, or get another job.
You know, I just had somebody in here who has the opposite problem that you have. Her kids are really bright. And she was in a school district and she didn't like the way they were being treated. They were troublemakers because they were bright. Not, oh my goodness, here's her. So she shopped around. She went to schools in every metropolitan school district and then moved out to Blue Valley.
Yeah.
And not all schools in Blue Valley.
Right.
She interviewed the principals and
she
went to see what it is that they could do. So I think that's what you're up to for the next year and a half.
Yeah, there's no way we're moving. You can't afford it at all, and we just moved to Belton so that he could get into Grace. I mean,
the Belton school district? Once you get into five.
It's not that great. We did it just for Grace. I mean, we knew that we were taking it sort of a risk, but we wanted to get him into Grace because everybody has said that this is the most important time, this early childhood part of it, you know, as far as behaviors and speech and, like, this is the key time, you know. But Ben's not doing well at all because he's so bright, you know, he's not challenged at all. It's like, he'll come home from school and say, I read a book today. Like, half a book. I'm like, what are you doing at school reading a book? You're supposed to be learning something, but... I mean...
Well, don't play her.
Oh, I know. But I will look around it. I mean, I've gone through pretty much every private school that there's not that many. You know, there's only a couple, and they're pretty expensive, unless you start with state schools, which are mostly behavior problems and kids who
fall far under the poverty level. But that's okay.
Yeah, there are a couple. No, I think you can get for what you're doing and the way you support him. You'll make it work no matter where you are.
Well, and we really pushed for that Bryce's Law to go through. We did a video and everything for it. Because then we could pick where he could go. We would have some choice.
There's vouchers that
you can use. So that you can put
didn't go through.
It went past the House, but didn't go through the Senate.
Yeah.
But I guess the biggest question right now is, we have two questions, which is, are you thinking that the medication we should wait a little bit on?
I think it's going to be up to you. It's not going to hurt to do a trial to see how he would do. There's one that you can take apart and it makes little granules so you don't have to swallow a pill.
Right.
You know, you, when you're ready for it, well, we would try it.
So they would be facing, one would be for the AD, the whatever.
Yeah, I don't like the clonidine as well.
Disorder. But it means he's
going to
be a pyromaniac or something.
No, it doesn't mean that. It means that you have to watch because he'll change the way he does.
Right. And he also really is going to have, like, OCD, just so that, all he does is sort, and it's just completely, you know, he does a lot of those mannerisms. And
that's not going to affect that.
Okay.
But
what was the other one? So one is for ADHD and it's a stimulant, and then what was the other one?
One is to kind of quiet him down, but I've not been very impressed with it. But I would start with one and give it a few months. And I wouldn't start both at the same time.
Okay, so there one is for like daytime and one is for nighttime.
Yeah, one lets you sleep a little bit better. But I would try the ADHD drug first when you're ready.
So, like, what age would that be? Like,
well,
five,
we could try it at the beginning of school in September to see whether he'll be close to five.
Well, again, he'll be five in December.
You know, what I do is I let him go for a month.
Right.
Or so, 6 weeks without anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then try the next 6 weeks with it to see what the difference is.
Well, then I would want to do it before school started, so because he would be with me, I wouldn't be able to see how he was doing at school.
We could start
like August or something?
No. I would leave him alone until a month or 6 weeks into the school
year. Oh, okay.
So that we get a baseline.
Okay.
This is the way he is this year.
Right, okay.
Then we start it, and we'll see how he does with it.
Okay. So what's the idea behind it, though? Is that it's supposed
the
to
idea is that the brain lacks the chemical that this thing does, and that chemical allows you to concentrate and to focus.
Okay.
So does it calm them down?
And it if you took it, it would jazz you up. But kids who have this problem sometimes calm down.
Okay. You know, this is the big philosophical thing with this. This is where I'm at with it. We've been anti-drug, and we've been backed up with the teachers by saying, you don't need to worry about it. But really, as a parent at this point right now, I don't want to look back at this time period and say, something could have helped, and something could have alleviated.
What are you hearing me say is, let's get a baseline, try it for 6 weeks and see how it does. We're not married to it.
Right. And then the other thing that Dr. Daniel talked about was like an SRO or something. What is that? She talked about it in the report. I don't think it's in here. She just talked about it as something that might, with the impulse control disorder, it was something that lots of children felt anxiety and it helped. Hold on, let me find it. Which I don't even know what that means. I don't know what it
is.
I don't know where it is. Hold on.
Here, is that the children's birthday?
No, where's the children's birthday one? It was in that one. Maybe I don't have it.
It was a longer one.
This one right here.
Yeah.
Social behavior sensory.
I think it was
recommendations by the. The medical. There was medication. There was a section where. Here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was all organized.
Because some of this just kind of jumped around.
But what is that? What does that mean? Like, is it like something for anxiety?
I don't know what it is. I have to see what it is you're talking
about. It was just something about kids who have, like,
you know,
the impulse disorder.
There are a lot of drugs and a lot of people who use drugs very heavily.
Right.
I'm not one of those.
Okay. Well, we aren't either, but if it's something that's
going to
help.
No, but I want to see, so
let's
start. I mean, I think it's reasonable to say we'll start in September to do a baseline. We'll start in the middle of October with some medicine, and by Christmas we'll have an answer.
Okay.
And that'll give us time to act, or?
Yeah, but by Christmas we'll know this works, this doesn't work.
Sure.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
And then you can either add on something or change something.
Sure.
To see what it is that you're trying to do.
I'll tell you another frustrating point of this process has been the denial of our insurance. We wanted to get hypnotherapy at one point. We got documentation from you. We got documentation from Children's Mercy. And Coventry tells me that there's no, there was some specific term they used that wasn't a medical necessity or something like that. We keep running into that. It's like, he needs these things. It would help his balance.
You know, the only thing you can do is to get those denials and send them to the insurance commission.
Okay.
Paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they'll make an answer to them.
Okay.
So if we have prescriptions for things from therapists and doctors.
Well, it depends. You know, it's not that easy. They have things that your insurance provides.
Right.
If it's not one of the things provided, they ain't going to provide it.
Right.
And the gray area, you can push them on.
Okay.
So something new, like hypnotherapy.
Well, I mean, you know, they'll deny it. We just had the discussion at lunch. There was a guy over, and we talked about that somebody who had asthma,
mm-hmm.
and they denied using one of the drugs, saying.
Right.
It's it hasn't, you know, the scientific principle hasn't been established, and it's something that's under evaluation, and we're not paying them for anything that's under evaluation.
Right.
I mean, they'll find a way out. So they'll never let, you'll never get any place one person. But if you send it down there and say, this is what we think we've been wronged by our insurance company.
Okay.
I have a question too. I'm sorry. You know, this whole chromosomal thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have said that unless you did the genetic testing, they wouldn't be able to say, like, for sure what it was. Of course, insurance won't pay for that, so it's like $8,000 for them to do that. And I'm wondering
That will not give you a therapeutic answer.
Okay. Well, I mean,
the problem isn't going to change. I don't think you need to do it.
Well, okay. I'm just making sure because, you know, it seems like everything he has is that, you know, IC15, except that it's not like a total replica of the DNA material. It's just a partial replica.
And, there isn't enough now. There isn't that if they would approve it and they knew where it came from, they could give you a pill to fix it.
Oh, I know. I'm just thinking in terms of him. Like, would it help if he had, like, a clear diagnosis? Like,
He has a clear diagnosis. It's not a normal genetic test.
Right.
That's as clear as you can get.
Okay.
But it's like it's a multi-layer diagnosis. We're told he has a long arm, which relates to developmental delays, which is an impulse, but they had to, I guess, give it to us because they needed to get paid. So is their diagnosis, you think, clear?
I think the diagnosis of that is pretty clear.
Okay.
The genetic testing is very clear. But whether the two of you needed to see where it came from.
No.
No, we don't want that. We want to see if this would help.
No.
If they were able to look at our genes and say, this clarifies what he has to say.
Well, that stuff either comes from somebody or
right.
it's a spontaneous
right.
Migration. Whether it comes from you or it's spontaneous, it doesn't change anything.
No, right. No, neither one of us are concerned about that at all. It's just like maybe, you know, if they knew whether it had been, because they said, I guess, if it was spontaneous, that it has more meaning than if it comes from.
But it only has more meaning in a conceptual way, not in a concrete, tangible way.
It would help him in any way.
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
The other, The other thing, I'm just thinking macro here with the meeting that we were talking about on the way over is, I was thinking, okay, medication's one thing. I was thinking, you know, we're living through this, and it's a big mental thing. A lot of this is mental.
No, a lot of it is real.
Well, it is real, but it's from Zen to her to me.
Yeah.
Do we need to see somebody else? Is there anything you see in the plethora of what we're dealing with that we need to see, that we would need advice on, from medicine to I mean, okay.
Top of the line.
And then I wonder if he needs to maybe see.
Well, that you'll have to judge that.
Just because it's so hard for him, I think sometimes, you know, just to do.
That's supportive therapy, and when you think he needs it, we'll
make.
Do they have like classes and stuff for kids?
No, it would be individual.
It would. It would be nice if they did though, for his peers that go through the same thing.
It's so different in each aspect.
You know, he's such a shy kind of kid and kind of funny as if when
he
was 10, 11.
11 in April.
So that
if you think that's what he needs, well, look, what insurance do you have?
Coventry.
Does Coventry give you out of network?
They're real bad about that. In fact, we were going to get speech therapy in Felton, they wouldn't do it because.
In Felton?
Well, and they wouldn't. They would, because this gal wouldn't take. Didn't have Coventry on his thing. Coventry wouldn't take her. But a lot of these speech therapists, which is really what we'd like to get, are all gun-shy dealing with insurance because it's a nightmare. And they say they have to go through all these channels. It takes forever. So they don't want to do it. So it's
private.
Yeah.
Does the school not provide some of that?
He's getting everything at the school. Okay. You know, he only goes from 8 to 11. And I think that right now he's developmentally in the age where he could maybe have, like,
more,
you know, once a week. And the only place that we have to go someplace, and the drive is too far. It just wouldn't be.
We're
first in Maine in this town.
Yeah, and
there's
then a place at KU.
You know, once a
KU.
Once a week, does the St. Luke's, the St. Luke's has a place.
Which one?
And I don't think they come out to there to the east or anything.
Well, I can even go to a center if they have them. Like, we live right by Research. There's really not much in Belton.
No, there's nothing in Belton. You're going to have to. If you found somebody that will take that, it might be worthwhile to try it for a month.
Then
you can put it into schedule.
I mean, it could be useless. I mean, I guess the speech.
Just try.
Why
don't you ask the speech therapist at the school whether she thinks, you know, finding somebody else that would handle it through your insurance would be helpful.
I mean,
sometimes that just muddles the water.
Yeah.
Well, they always say anything extra.
Help.
You know, help, because his inability to speak.
Well, if they'll cover a month or once a week there, you should do it.
Yeah, well, we could also talk to the speech therapist that he learns at school with. Well,
yeah.
She may do some consultation at home.
But she probably won't be covered by your insurance.
Yeah, maybe not.
So, if you found somebody that'll take the insurance, then they won't cost you any out of pocket. The best way to go.
Yeah.
All right, children.
Are you good?
Yeah. I think we just haven't even touched on the fact. I mean, it was around winter break that he rounded this corner. He won't let me put him to sleep. The tantrums are bad. I mean, he broke a lamp today. It's just bad, you know. I mean, it's just at that point right now where we need to explore options to figure this out. We have to take.
Well, if he does that, then we can try some. Sometimes the clonidine quiets him down.
Okay.
We can try.
Does he have to do that every day,
Well, because you can't wait for him to do it, because then he's done it. What he's trying to do is
take it. I want to help him learn how to control his behavior now at this point.
You're doing the best you can. Sometimes it's an impulse you can't control.
It is an impulse you can't control almost all the time. That's the problem with it.
Yeah.
But isn't he going to have that his whole life? And it's best to like teach him like mechanisms for dealing with that, like self-soothing instead of just...
Yeah, but he's 4 and a half and he's not going to learn that until he's 11. Maybe 11 and a half.
Mm.
All right.
So do we need to do medicine now or not?
We're going to wait till August, right?
We're going to wait till August.
Okay.
But if the behavior, the difficult behavior, That's a different thing than the attention deficit stuff.
Well, these are both big things.
Yeah.
So there's two.
Why don't you keep track for me for a month?
Okay.
See how many of these outbursts he has.
Okay.
And we'll talk at the end of the month, and we'll see whether or not it's worth trying something now that's not school related.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah. And then okay. I think Jen has developed an allergy to animals. Can I bring him in for testing? Does he need to
be tested for that? If it's an allergy to animals, they keep him away. If he has symptoms, you can give him a little flare.
Okay. All right, that's easy. Thank you.
Later, guys. See you later.